listener production.
Hi, it's Lachlan Itter with your local news briefing. The big four banks have now all passed on that 0.25% rate rise at a time when around 19% of local homeowners are already under mortgage stress. It comes as homelessness in regional Queensland surged by almost 30% over the last 2 years. Everybody's Home spokesperson, May Azizi, says things aren't much better for those who are renting.
And what we've also seen is that rents in regional Queensland are going up at very high rates, and they've actually exceeded rates of rent in Brisbane over the past 2 years. So that's been a really big change as people on higher incomes have been moving to regions and pricing out local people.
A woman has died in hospital a week and a half after a crash southwest of Rockhampton. The 85-year-old was critically injured when her car left the Leichhardt Highway and hit a tree at Kokatungo east of Baralabar on November 26. Meantime, a male in his late teens has been taken to hospital after a rollover on Yeppoon Road at Limestone Creek earlier this morning, while a woman was taken to Mount Morgan Hospital for observation after a crash there last night. And the Rockhampton Women's Shelter says it's seeing high demand for services amid CQ's tight property market. Manager Beverly Shimke has welcomed the news of a new domestic violence high-risk team to be based in Rockhampton, which aims to share information between agencies to identify and support those at risk.
Having a high-risk team in Rockhampton to respond early and reduce the instance of that happening is a very exciting measure.
Attorney General Shannon Fentiman says the team should be operating early next year, and if you or someone you know is experiencing domestic violence, you can contact 1800 RESPECT. To sport now, Samuel Aitkenhead and Xander Brookman have been selected to play in the Queensland under-18 men's indoor hockey team in January. It comes as the Rocky girls are on their way home from competing in the under-18 state championships.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.